I am having a hard time believing this is who she says she is. Wildcat?
Yes.
What are the odds of this? Ladies and gentlemen, from the old days at KSTP, Wildcat Fox checking in. One of the many canned on that Bloody Friday. And I would have been there, too, if I hadn't been canned on a Bloody Friday a year and a half earlier.
It wasn't a Friday. It was actually a Tuesday night for me.
Odd.
Yeah.
Usually they do it on Fridays, hoping that it'll make the Saturday paper, which no one reads. as it turns out, it was big news what they did over there, shifting to all sports and sending a lot of you guys out into the ether, looking a lot like my friend Monty the homeless man.
Monty the homeless man. You mean to tell me you have never, on a very, very cold Minnesota day or night, since they tend to be a little colder, you've never taken water and tossed it into the air to see what happens?
Well, at what temperature will it do anything but come down to the ground as water?
Well,
I mean, my guess is at zero, it comes down as water. At 10 below, it comes down as water.
I've had fairly good success at about minus 20 Fahrenheit.
Okay, so that's... No, but I'll tell you something. If we get that in those last 2 weeks of January, that is exactly what I'm going to do. What I was also fascinated by was this notion of it was of it being really hot water. I almost wondered if that was necessary.
I've wondered that, too. I mean, you're kind of familiar with my neighborhood, and
yes,
you know I have some neighbors that are... Well, they like to have fun and experiment. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And we have done that, and they always insist on hot water, and I've questioned that myself. But the other thing about the whole Siberia, did you happen to catch the guy's name?
What was his name?
Adam, if I'm not mistaken, Minot.
Yeah.
I mean, is there not some John Hite humor in that?
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, I missed that one. Good old Minot.
So, aside from that, how are you?
Life is going okay. You know, we have Kyle Sheely over here now. He was actually working the board in the first hour, a refugee from KSTP, not from the famous Bloody Tuesday, but he...
You know, the Boulevard of Broken Dreams is what it is.
It is what it is. And if every night when I drive over here, I pass the old mothership nod in its direction and blast across the Mississippi over to the CBS radio building. But I do go by the big tower there and say, well, there were 17 years of my life right there. How many years did you put in?
Seven and a half.
Seven and a half years.
Yeah. And I liked it there. I really did. It was...
Oh, yeah.
It was familial.
Yeah, it was not your choice to leave, and actually it probably wasn't something they would have done in any other circumstance, because the beauty of the news crew over there was, and I hate to speak out of school here, but a certain program director once told me it's the only thing that is working at AM 1500. They loved their news team.
God, and I'm finally getting that message now.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So it had to be a radical, insane shift like the shift they did for you to lose your job, I'm sure. And there but for his hours would have gone Mr. Hyde, who happened to have that cake noon to six stretch when they... when they actually have some live human beings around there.
Yes, didn't he, though?
What are you doing now?
What am I doing now?
Yeah.
Aside from standing in the Leftover Lounge talking to you.
The good old Leftover Lounge, finest basement bar in St. Paul. Yeah, besides that.
We'll get back to what I'm doing now soon, but I want to tell you that I recently met a childhood friend of yours who was in the Leftover Lounge having an EPA with me. A lot
of people since I've became... a radio guy claim to be childhood friends of mine, and we learned later I never heard of them. But let's see if this is a real one. I only had 30.
Well, he told me a story about when you were kids growing up together, and you're, you know, standing around in somebody's yard or on the street corner, and this other kid came up and offered to pay somebody money if they gave him a nickname. And I believe you named this kid, ironically enough for me, Fox or Foxy or something like that, and he paid you a dollar, and the name stuck forever. Does that ring a bell?
Well, I'm sorry. The It's almost four different stories there that are all coming together in one story. There was a guy who came up to me, moved into the neighborhood, and paid me in my backyard to be his friend. He gave me money. He said, I've lived in 9 different cities in 9 years. My dad's in the military. I don't have time to make friends. I want to get this over with quickly. Here's some money. Will you be my friend? You know, normally you spend a summer or a year getting to know a guy. He didn't have time for that, so he was giving me cash, and that worked out. So there's that story. Then there's another guy who actually asked. I didn't nickname him. He asked to be named Foxy. He wanted that nickname. This was about 1 year before Foxy would come to mean something no guy would want as a nickname. So 12 months early, he says he wanted to be, you know, sly, clever, Foxy. So we said, okay, you got it. He was a year later, he was begging us. He was grabbing that money that other guy gave me and saying, please call me the idiot, the moron, the lunkhead, the dunce.
You couldn't have just called him furtive?
Furtive. Yeah, the furtive glance.
Yeah, that really doesn't have a ring to it.
You know,
anyway, I think that's the story that I heard.
Yeah, well, the guy's got enough info there to at least be... you want to give me a name at all on him?
No, do you want the full name?
Oh, you bet I do.
Okay. Jim Sutmar?
Jimmy. Oh, my God. That guy's got a hell of a lot more stories than that. He was my best friend in grade school.
Well, I kept prying him. Yeah, I said, give me some stories about Mishki. I need ammunition.
Oh, my God. Well,
and
he could have started in first grade when I met him. And oh,
Lord have mercy. He was playing the cards close to the vest.
Dandy Don Meredith died. And when I saw that, the first thing I thought of was all my years heading over to Jimmy's house on Wellesley Avenue in St. Paul to watch Monday Night Football, Howard Cosell, Dandy Don, and Gifford, and we'd hang out there, and it was a real event. And on nights like this, I remember the route I would take home and the fences I'd go over, the backyards I'd cut through. That is extra. What the hell was Jimmy Sutmar doing in your basement?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll try and make it short. I have a neighbor by the name of Julie. My neighbor, Julie, is best friends with a woman named Julie who is married to Jim.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy lives in my old neighborhood where I grew up. He lives about 2 blocks away. In fact, the other day I came across a photograph of him from Nativity Playground in St. Paul about 1975 when he was actually a cute kid and passed it around to some other guys, but I didn't have his email. I lost touch with him, not where I couldn't find him if I wanted to, but we quit hanging out.
Come on, it's St. Paul. You could find this fellow wanted to. And same for him, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know where he lives, but I mean, we quit hanging out in high school. We hung out. I met him in first grade, and he was my best buddy all those years of grade school. Always made sure we were in each other's homeroom. Caused a hell of a lot of mischief at that school. God, we did a lot. We did it. We had some fun. He was with me on the prison thing, though. He would understand exactly what I'm talking about on the prison argument.
Well, I'm sure I will run into him again sometime down the road, and I'll bring that up.
Yeah, yeah. Ask him about the jelly bean incident when you see him.
Okay. Yeah. I think at first he thought I was pulling his leg when I said I knew you, and then when I brought him into the leftover lounge, he seemed at ease.
Yeah, he's been at ease in a few of those places.
Well,
all right, well,
considering we were at the spot previously.
Yeah, the spot, which I made a remark about the other night on the air, and I believe the bartender called me incensed, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one.
Ooh, okay.
I said something about all the guys kicked out of bars on Grand Avenue are still allowed in the spot, and holy smokes. a guy tried to say that I was somehow... taking a shot at the place, saying that it's a low-life hangout, which it isn't. I mean, if it was, my brother wouldn't be there. Okay, Wildcat, I've said enough. I'm in enough trouble. I gotta go. Good talking to you.
Nice chatting with you, Mishki.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
We'll be back. This is News Radio 830 WCCO.